Yes, and now welcome once again to another package. Oh, don't carry come. This now Eurobolians. We don't enter studio again. Make it for no loss. Last week we'll be no day around yes because of Easter. We'll go flex Easter. Welcome once again. The guys then we normally they always do studio with me. Buchi don't return after 2 weeks break.
Of Gunners.
They don't come back to Gunners again. I don't hear his voice. And I get Jovita in the studio too. She said follow the inside matter. Yeah. And Moku Shapali dive enter the talking points for today. Mo start Buchi from Up Gunners like you talk. And for Arsenal, they beat Manchester United 3-1. The news no be about say whether Manchester United no dey in form again. The news now about say Arsenal don't get their form back after those back-to-back-to-back losses against small teams. But now their concentration for top four or their chances for top four now, you don't dey very, very clear.
This not the second chance. Mm. I will calm down my voice because I believe in God.
No, shout.
So this kind of, I know they shout. No, so I know say our Lord and Pastor Savior they watch. Yeah. So I think God of football don't give us a second chance. Mm. And at the plate of Arteta, I know this is kind of, so Arteta, but at that time I was stupid, but now I'm smart. Now I've seen the light. Arteta, please. This is second chance. Mm. Champions League, they're very important for us now.
First, but I'm not playing this season now, so wait till me the chance. I'm not playing for like
that's what,
three seasons.
Timmy, at the plate. At the plead.
It's important.
So
you come up for group stage.
Because I need to do Champions League. I don't care how it be. Champions League, like, it's very important. Yes, you go talk to Arsenal, get some tough games when they come. West Ham, Everton, the rest. But you get where you go, no say you don't reach, no say, oh, if I don't do them, I'm not going to do them again. That back-to-back loss, I nearly cry. But I no cry, I be man. I nearly cry. Especially that one against Crystal Palace. Who does that? But God say, my dear son, Tottenham must probably lose. And they lost. And tell me, my dear son, Tottenham must probably draw. They lose and then draw.
Okay.
Say they will draw. And they don't tell me again. Say, again, Liverpool, they go lose again. And Arsenal go win against West Ham. That means Arsenal will come there 5 points ahead. That means that not long game. Arsenal go lose another long game. So Arsenal lose another long game. We know go still count because Arsenal will still win their next game. I don't tell you how the final table go take B.
So we'll come to that
to
one. The analysis of the final five games for the three side. But Sexy Joe, on the night or on the day, Manchester United no play well at all. Now one of the teams then said where they gone for the top four battle or top four slot, they won't qualify for Champions League. Some Man U fans don't even say make Man U not even qualify for anything safe. So that made them just concentrate. But looking at that match that day, you feel say if Bruno Fernandes don't score that penalty, if it'll be game on for Man U.
Yeah, definitely if it'll be game on for Man U. But at the same time, waiting happen will still happen because Arsenal, whether we like them or not, they really play well.
Because now win.
No, they really play well. Both for the first
professionalism
half.
Professionalism is the
yes,
club.
Yes, both for the first half. And for inside the second half, it be like, say, Man, you won't get small upper hand, you get one stage. But then my Arsenal come regroup. And of course, we see waiting then do, especially after that last goal, where we say Granit Xhaka will score. He come make sure, say, destabilize Manchester United. But any which way, the truth be say, both for the game against Chelsea and the game against Man United, Arsenal carry their A game come.
Timmy, to add, I think this top four but one of the worst I've ever seen.
Why?
Three unserious opportunities when no serious.
And then they lose any Mumu teams.
Very nonsense. It affects me.
I tell
today you go see United don't did that fault for a long time.
They come out.
Arsenal come. Tottenham come now. They come out. Another change goes still day. I never see three on men don't get ambition.
Say, Marco, about this three unserious ambitious club. Or on ambition. Okay, then they're ambitious. But they're unserious.
Unambitious, unserious. Yeah. Unfortunate.
But you more come to Arsenal five games. As they will give us now, Arsenal five games, remaining five games. But you critically, more analyze based on tactical savviness we'll get. West Ham United are their next game. Leeds United, Newcastle, and Everton. This is now games week 35, 36, 37, and 38. Buchi, how many points Arsenal if you get here?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You didn't think
because it's a very tough game. See, I think the game where they go play against Leeds, Arsenal go win that game. I think two games where Arsenal will win. Yes. That West Ham game, David, if Arsenal win that West Ham game, win the Leeds game, 9 points. Tottenham Hotspur game, they go lose. They go lose that game. Newcastle away. The good thing about Newcastle, they don't they safe. So Arsenal, if relax, it's possible so Arsenal go still win. But that Everton game, they fear him because this relegation battle, if it go down to the wire, Everton and Burnley, and now team where they fight for their life.
But Arsenal go day home for Everton.
And Arsenal some kind, they not be home there, they lose back to back.
No, but Arsenal, so, Arsenal never lose for home this season.
Who said? They don't against Manchester City. They don't against big boys. Okay, against Liverpool. They don't. They lose against the big boys. They lose against Brighton too. So
yeah,
okay, they lose. True, but true, they get good home record. But they lose some kind games. So anything if it happens. So I know. May go down to that final day because Arsenal know they good with pressure. If pressure don't come Arsenal here, like he have won the last three games, Arsenal they fall. But if the pressure not today, there, this is not Arsenal.
So to out get. Of 15 points from for Arsenal, how many points they figure?
I believe Arsenal figure 9 points.
9 points.
Yes.
And sexy, how many points Arsenal go figure?
9 points. I talked yesterday. Yes.
Okay, 9 points. Okay, Bucci, sexy, make I come to you and make you start with Spurs, okay. Because them say follow the top four battle. Then get Leicester City, then get Liverpool, then get outstanding with Arsenal, then get Burnley, then get Norwich. 2 points now. Arsenal take the gap them now. For now, with these points, you say 9 points Arsenal will get from their five games. How many points Tottenham will get from these their five games?
Possible 3 or 6. Give and take. 3 or 6.
So that the 2 points goes
to the... Liverpool, they wait for them. And their record against Leicester City, get as it be. Norwich City, yes. Maybe not from Norwich hand or Burnley hand, then go see the 3 points collect. Arsenal go either draw Tottenham Hotspur or they go beat them.
So 6 points for them.
See possible 6 points.
This game, I believe Tottenham fit draw this game. Lose this one.
So they talk about Leicester City.
Then go draw Leicester City. Then go lose Liverpool. Then go win Arsenal.
Then go lose
then
Arsenal.
Then go win Arsenal. Then go then win. Go no worry. Lose I mean, they Arsenal. Tell you. Then go win Arsenal.
This life.
Burnley. That game to relegation to then they home. Burnley that match that draw. Then go beat Norwich. So I think so they figure like
more or less Arsenal go see they grab them on top of the table.
Yes, give
them with
points.
At least 3 points.
7 points.
Okay.
I don't know why people they count this Man United.
Okay. Manchester, but you we guess because if all of now if Arsenal Mumu and Tottenham Mumu,
they go Mumu too. They be the king of Mumu for this team. They go Mumu too.
But seriously, Bucci, Manchester United.
That Brentford, make Man United no go relax. So because Brentford,
they'll play Chelsea on Thursday.
And they go play Brentford. I know what if Brentford don't do some big sides this season.
But, sexy Joe, the truth of the matter be say, okay, let's say they win Brentford. They win Crystal Palace. That's 6 points. Then they use how many points take they behind of Arsenal? Then they use, six points. Now, they're going to need Arsenal to drop like two of their games.
No, they drop anything. So they should work on themselves.
After the five games, you say Arsenal go pick nine. No, you say Arsenal go pick nine.
Yes.
You agree, Arsenal. So they go drop two games. So they need Arsenal to drop two games.
Then go drop.
They go drop 4 games.
What is the guarantee?
If Arsenal drop tomorrow, you go drop 4. I think I never see if more. You don't see how you play.
Yes, I see them against Arsenal.
Very confused side.
See.
No. But Bucci, is it that? See, I say they know they play well, or the players know they just won't play.
You
don't
see their coach talk. See, they're planning with the flow in tactics. What do they expect? Voila. So I don't think this man you.
Except to see. How they play to instruction.
They play to instruction. Except to them see.
How about they play own?
Late resurgence. But nah, they don't give me. I don't care what they play. Check their case, they don't play when they lose up and down.
But what if
Chelsea? Now, this match, man, you.
But also, what if we bear in mind, you say, one season on the end like this, some teams like Crystal Palace, Brighton,
but so, say more knockout Manchester United for top four is.
Nothing for them.
Nothing for them.
Ronaldo nothing for them. For no, Europa League.
Is it where they go play
Conference League? Then their last match they go lose out.
When they lose out, they need to
they go lose out so that they go just finish for ninth.
Rebuild like Arsenal, they need to rebuild. Very nonsense team.
Okay, moving on. Remember, Ten Hag will be the coach of Manchester United from next season. Moku see how that one self go pan out. But make I quickly get the thoughts of Bucci or that one and maybe Sexy Joe. A quick one, Ten Hag, Manchester United.
Timmy, I don't talk him so many times. Eric Ten Hag, a very good manager. Don't forget, the Ajax when they work, Ajax is a fundamental club. Ajax is a club where they know, say, upstairs, they already did very, very settled. They get the experience of Van der Sar, over Marseille, while they come out. So they get good setup. So it was good for Eric Ten Hag to at least take time to bring it what he want to. He replaced Peter Bowles, who been go Germany.
Bosch.
So this guy, he's happy to work. But also note, say, no matter how they be, he never really know how to coach big clubs.
Big clubs, exactly. Now, my point with that, say,
not just big clubs, big names.
Yes, and the pressure of winning titles.
It did much.
In England, competing for titles.
It did much. And right now, when he come, they definitely will get him what he wants in terms of
3 years contract.
They go spend money. Mm. They always spend money, but the money misroad. Every time they must surely spend money. But don't be about that one. I say, Ingo, if he get these players, but I've got these players as spoils. Man, you players, then get low IQ, and they are spoils.
Rash for them.
That's all, so many overrated players that should not be at Manchester. So many. Mm. So the club, they're in a state of confusion. So they need to give them time
say, no,
to
build.
No, leave Griezmann now. See, then they're in a stage, then they're in a very bad state, man. You. Mm. Like, I like Eric Ten Hag, but man, if he's spoiling CV. If them no get him waiting in one note, in the 52 years, you know, be young coach, Buddhism, I mean, he's 52 years old. All right, the good thing about him is say, when waiting go win, that's at least he go collect best Baba and with Pep Guardiola. So that's what he can win right now. So that's all.
But they rule out the fact, say, maybe the players, you're going to need to bring in new players. But if you, like a fan and or more or less an analyst, how many years you gonna look at for Ten Hag before inside they maybe settle down, they get things well running for Manchester United?
He might get lucky. That's one thing about
but
coaching.
How many years
he might
give
get
her?
Lucky. How many? Say, how many years they give her for that contract?
Not 3 years.
Now that 3 years, now you need to take it. Because it go there very, very difficult. One thing where we supposed to understand be say, Sir Alex Ferguson spent 26 years. How many coaches they don't bring, they don't go now? Still, they no fee still go back to that way where we say Man United. They apart from say football, don't evolve. So any coach where they come, they got to give the person time. You know they easy. And him they come from where they coach small boys for boys for Ajax. You they come big team with big names.
Yeah.
With players where we say they earn even way above
ego,
you.
Ego go down.
Exactly. So he go need a lot of time for him to really settle in, learn the football philosophy. Maybe try him. Now they talk like go.
I don't get anything.
Go, at least you go learn the history.
I don't even get feel.
Whether we like him or not, Man United get history and a rich history they get. So definitely, then you go need to know more about the club. And you don't talk and say, as in they come, you go bring some of the old guys come back. People like Frankie De Jong. He go bring their comeback. Donny van der Beek. He go bring and come back. Now he go get chance because you don't work with them before.
You go thief them.
You go thief their comeback.
Shebina alone, Ingo.
Thank you.
He go bring and come back.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, Donny van der Beek.
Thank you.
Now let now bring back.
Go bring and I don't work with them before.
Moving on. Moku entered league champions. Just quick one on those ones. Farmers League, then call them. Bayern Munich don't win their league title for inside the German Bundesliga. They are 10th for the body title. PSG don't win their 8th title in 10 years too for French League. Oh, just one word there, Sexy Joe. One word from the two champions.
Congratulations.
Abuchi.
I'm not going to give one word, but I'm not going to look down on their trophy. Because let me tell you, to win, they easy.
Leave now, win PSG, win championat.
Let me drop the parable. Listen.
Okay.
To win, they easy. To continue winning, they hard. To maintain consistency, they very, very hard.
Okay.
So these two clubs, they do something right. But the other clubs don't do anything right. They monopolize the league.
They don't monopolize the league.
Now those where they're in charge of the league. If those, like what in England do, they make everybody a playing field, at least bring TV rights and give clubs money. So if clubs, they go that on their own right. Why does everybody was Spain and Germany do the same thing? In German Bundesliga, the Germany league, they operate in a self-sufficient way. Those clubs get money, but Bayern get excess plenty money. And Bayern don't build the name. Then they're very comfortable. Same thing with France. They get the best of players, but PSG get the best and the best of the best of players.
But PSG fans, then say they will come on.
They're not there for league now. They bring best one win league. They win league.
Because they expect them to win Champions League, not even the league gone.
Okay, moving on from there, Moku Shapalit enter the Champions League. Will happen again this week. Semi-final will go return for inside the UEFA Champions League. And on the games, then we'll go look at Sexy Jamaica. I start with you. Manchester City against Real Madrid. Big game. Pep Guardiola still never fit win Champions League. He entered final last season. But this time around, he got gas to up in game, up in match tactics. If he won't beat Real Madrid, come out from this round for inside the UEFA Champions League.
Definitely, Ingo Wondram.
They don't beat
Real Madrid before.
Yeah,
2-1, both home and away. Yeah, that was 2020-21 season, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
They don't beat them before, so I'm not sure. Say now new. No, let's say now for knockouts they meet. Yes,
yeah, knockouts. Yeah, but
so. No be new, they're not they new to each other again. And practically the same set of players now still there around, both for this side and this side. Just small changes where they make. But then, as far as they're concerned, Man City, with the way where their season take go, I sure say they go want at least also get something from the UEFA Champions League. And if they go fit beat Real Madrid, both home and away as they do last two seasons, definitely.
So give us a call. Give us a call.
Go see in 2-1.
2-1 in favor of Man City. Gucci, sharply.
See, what I learned from Real Madrid is they come for revenge. Chelsea knock them out. They come out Chelsea. City knock them out. They come out City. That's all.
That's all. And Liverpool against Villarreal. Villarreal and Emery, the dark horses right now for inside the UEFA Champions League. Unai Emery, the man who win Europa League last season. Still, they carry these boys and they go front. Any chances against Liverpool?
No chance.
No chance.
Liverpool all the way.
Any team we enter semi-finals, then get chance. If you look at see what these men, they come out. They no play.
Juventus, Bayern Munich.
Two champions. They no play. And now the first and that champion. So not underrate Villarreal. The first game, they important. This is your house. If Villarreal win for house, they will go Anfield, do barricade for Anfield, Wall of Jericho. So no underrate Villarreal. Like Liverpool, heavy favorite. But Villarreal no say beans come here. And they get coach who don't sabi win. Yes, never win Champions League, but him sabi win. And then they make sure say everything they work for them. If he enter the finals, bro, it's big of Villarreal.
Liverpool, we heard this one way they talk now.
I remember the last time Villarreal played semi-finals.
Akoko.
I mean, it's more like, coach.
Akoko.
So, no ticket for you. I remember...
Which ticket again?
I don't
even know. Tell him, let him go to hell.
I remember the last time Villarreal played semi-final Champions League. I remember that team.
Against Arsenal. Yeah, penalty where he came.
As the luck with Arsenal. They watched that match for how that I was. Oh, God, that match was out. After no play, she's buying. So this Villarreal team get history. Nobody their first time.
Yeah.
I get good feeling. Say Villarreal feel knock out Liverpool.
Good feeling. Good feeling from Bucci.
Very, very good feeling. Say Liverpool. Then go still there in the run into the final.
Okay, no problem. We'll go see how that one will be. We can move on to Niger star player for the week. And then I just two players, 9 score for abroad. Apart from, I get one other player we score for, I think, for Udinese too.
Isaac Success
and one other guy, Destiny something, Udoji or something. But I not think they don't play for any of Nigerian national team. But who be the your star player? Moses Simon, of course, Daddy.
You know, Daddy has always been my favorite. Daddy,
yeah, they lose this match, but they come back to go win 5-3. I'll be 5-2.
In as much as Daddy is my favorite, I go.
You score one, assist one.
I know. I go like go for Isaac Success because of the way change this guy
of,
career.
Change of weather today. Weather don't change.
Yeah, weather don't change today. But Daddy Simon is always my favorite. But for this guy, because I know the rocky path where this guy don't come through, even though it's not cause the problem for himself. From Watford and now, he get the opportunity to take resurrecting career again, and now he did score. So I would definitely give him to Isaac Success. Maybe go Ginger Ram to come. Very fantastic footballer.
Thank you. Very fine footballer.
Since when Nigeria no go World Cup, but they pick any player. All of them,
they get out.
But I won't be pick Success, but I'm not going to pick man with the shape in eyelash. It makes no sense. Which kind of swag is this? I don't like him.
Is see, leave waiting the right for the body of the boss.
I don't understand.
I don't like him.
First me, I face you guys. I'm going to sharply talk about Barcelona and Xavi. 3 follow body home losses. Home lose. Nice Xavi. That's what they do. Because he doesn't say, I talk him.
Timmy,
he can never make it.
Timmy. On Xavi, people know the respect process. When Xavi come Barcelona, you know the level they did. From 9th or 7th, now then this 2nd.
Okay.
Make you understand the level with Barcelona. They say that they suffer. They don't even get pattern of football. And Xavi come, don't really do great job in this time when they, whether we like him or not, Ingo get some itches. It did happen.
3.
And I, yes.
3 matches where he lose for house. And Abuchi, you don't even lose to big teams. Cadiz. Rayo Vallecano.
Timmy.
Maybe Frankfurt, okay.
It happened.
Even Frankfurt has nothing for
against Cadiz where they lose. They played well. Now just one goal. Against
Vallecano.
They give them 13 minutes extra time.
I know because the issue will happen.
Man.
Yes. I watched that match. They get plenty chances. They don't score. It they happen.
So
they
who
happen.
Are they
now
like?
Part of process. He get job when they do. Rome was not built in a day. Tom Mellon Bridge was not built in a day. That one they call her. It was built on the third day.
Please,
I said, no call her first or second bridge. They call her Tom Mellon Bridge.
Let me Cecilio talk now.
So that's it.
Before she
calm down fast. Anyway, you see, in as much as last
you
week,
said
when
it.
I say, oh, attack him.
You say what you
in as much as last week, I've been acknowledged, say, oh, he did
I know you're I was here.
But Bridge. don't they blow small small. We don't they see foul. The truth is, this job where Xavi take this Barcelona work. Yes, he try carry them from nine, come second. Fantastic work. But whether we like them or not, waiting day still day.
The problem
because they don't get any business to lose to Cadiz. Whether not by one goal, I beg, no be 3 points.
Nah, 3 points.
Thank you.
Nah, 11 now. 11 now. 11 now.
11. 11. 11.
I times Frankfurt.
Thank you. No.
11. 11 too.
No, that one. 9-11.
No, no. They talk and say 11. 11. Barcelona don't get 11 players.
Nah, process. In lose, in go learn.
No make excuse for anybody.
After lose 3 matches.
Oh, that's one. Nah, excuse.
After lose 3 matches.
Oh, that's one. Nah, excuse. So therefore,
league leader
Chelsea lose 3 matches. Matches too.
No, no,
Chelsea
no.
Lose 3 matches.
Arsenal beat league leaders.
So it happen. Not part of football.
So therefore,
how
you must lose to win. You could say Xavi they lose now, so he go learn. So he go see
whether
the back or get
like
the boom.
Him or not.
What's wrong with you?
Before you know, because I even hear say small problem there for inside Barcelona
now you
right
the problem.
Now.
Mm.
Yes.
Now you get the problem.
Gerard Pique.
Yeah.
Their Spanish Football Association people and Sergio Ramos, where then they licky licky tape and salty. So enough problem doing. And maybe not distraction.
Xavi.
Or maybe not the fact say they hear say Aubameyang now. They say from next season, you see that £64,000 where they collect, they go increase that to £288,000.
Yes. So now that one they make them they lose.
So a lot of things now they did. Yes. And before
one,
you know
now
problem they go start. I don't talk say that one they make. I just they tell you say some things never change. And if Xavi must succeed, he got to get patient and it will take time.
Yes, at least 1 or 2 years. I said it here. Mm. 1 or 2 years.
Thank you.
In two
Thank
years, Barca go win Champions League.
Eh?
Let's see now Arsenal turn. Arsenal Barca, turn by turn. That's all. Let's go.
Thank you very much, guys. And I hear we end the matter today for Euroball answer. And for the one who don't carry come this RNG. Remember, subscribe to our channel, our YouTube channel, now Football Republic NG. A Republic with a K, don't forget. And also make sure to see the notification button. You click them so that you're going to get all our latest videos from all of us with the Inside Studio. May I enjoy the rest of the week. And we'll come back next time to still go giving more interesting topics from Euroball answer. Now, bye-bye, my people. Republic.